Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Get into a real estate of mind right here with Think Realty Radio, hosted by Abhi Goldhawk. Breaking down the latest market news, tips, and strategies, Abhi Goldhawk is nationally recognized for his real estate expertise. It's only on Think Realty Radio, and it starts right now.
Think Realty Nation, it's Abhi, and you know what today is. It's Tuesday, and you know the order in the, of the days now, don't you? It's Sunday, Monday, the Power Play, and Wednesday. So what does that mean? We've gotten so much positive feedback. So many of our listeners, so many of our amazing listeners have written in, emailed us, called us, and said, hey, we love the Power Play so much. Instead of making it 10 minutes every day, because I feel like that wasn't enough, can you make it an entire show? So we listened, and that's exactly what we've done. Welcome to the Power Play, and welcome, Greg Rand. How are you doing, man?
Hey, I'm great. It's great to be here. You know, I disguised my voice 20 different ways in those phone calls that I made about turning the Power Play segment into a full hour. But you know what? It's great. I'm really glad the audience responded to it, and it gives us a chance to develop things a little bit further, go a little bit deeper on some topics. And so I'm really happy to be here for an hour every week.
Hey, just for our listeners that don't really know what the Power Play is, give us a and who you are. Give us a little background on who you are, what Own America is, what it does, and a little bit about what you benefit from and how we enjoy the Power Play so much, and how you enjoy it.
Sure.
So much.
Yeah, I love it because I love bringing the tricks and techniques and strategies of the biggest investors in the world to everybody. So Own America is my business. We started 10 years ago. It is an investment platform online at ownamerica.com where people who invest, hold, value, analyze, buy and sell, finance, insure, a very specific kind of investment, which is the rental home. Our belief system is that we call the company Own America because this is the core instrument, the root, the coin of the realm through which you invest in America. You're betting on population growth of families, you know, shelter of families. And so that asset class, our clients are people that own thousands and thousands and thousands of them. We've helped them to identify the markets where they should buy. We've helped them to acquire the properties, stabilize the properties, manage them, everything else. And there have been some really sort of innovative techniques and uses of data and technology that have never been available before, that are available now, that were built by us and by other people for this big, massive investment trend that's taken place in the last 8-9 years in the business. We've taken everything we know and spun it out to everybody else, right? Because my passion really is the small. I love the fact that there might be someone listening here who is a real estate junkie at heart, and they may have never heard that term, but it makes sense to them. They look at the idea of accumulating American real estate as the way to bulletproof their family long term, as the way to set themselves up later in life and their kids and grandkids way later in life. They know it deep down inside, but it's hard and it's intimidating and it's getting easier. And so your audience should just know that I actually know a lot about this stuff. I get paid by people who need me to make these kinds of recommendations, and now everything that I've ever learned about this after 20 years of doing it, I want to share. And so Power Play is about making moves in the real estate investment space using the best techniques, strategies, technology, data, et cetera.
Awesome. And I love that too, right? Like, I feel you and I have the ability to do some really deep dives into strategies and ideas on what real estate investors and even those individuals considering investing in real estate really need so they can benefit. And this is what Greg and I curate for you every single Tuesday moving forward is just that. It's an experience that you can use, absorb, and go implement to better your portfolios and, you know, like the name of Greg's company suggests, own America.
Yeah, you know what, Arsene, you'll love this. I don't think you've heard this before. Our slogan that we're toying with, I don't know if we're going to be able to use it, but I've been saying it out loud, is he or she who dies with the most America wins. And that concept of accumulate, like if you think about your kids and grandkids and you take your entire adult life, how old are you, 25, 35, 45, whatever you are,
yeah,
looking at the longest term view you can possibly have, comfort in old age and legacy for your family beyond. If you can take decades to do this, you have to be an idiot not to have it work. I mean, you have to make so many mistakes. If you're able to buy good property in good places and manage it well, or have people that you trust manage it well, you don't lose in this game, but you just have to come into it with a long-term patient view.
That's right. Let's get to one of the things that I know you enjoy and I also enjoy. A little thing that you and I like to call smart people saying dumb things about real estate. It's interesting to me. You've been on TV pretty frequently recently, and folks always have a very interesting way, or big media has a very interesting way of turning good things that are happening in a market, and they look for some type of black swan bad event to tie to a weakening housing market. It's just kind of been the thing they do. It's kind of funny to me.
It's every time. It's like, yeah,
they're trying to derail it for some reason. What's been the latest that you've seen that media is trying to construe as being a negative for the housing market?
Yeah, it's every week it's something new. So I'm glad we have this show to highlight and poke some fun at some smart people who I'm sure are also very nice people, but they're saying some dumb things. Earlier this year, people who are paying attention to housing might recall that the big concern was home prices were going too high and affordability is too low, which means, you know, people can't afford to buy houses. That's going to cause the market to grind to a halt, and affordability is bad and we have to do something about it. It's just bad, bad, bad. So what they were saying was home prices are going up. Like, imagine somebody saying the stock market is up today and that's bad because affordability for stocks has gone down. You can't imagine it because nobody's ever said anything so stupid. But in housing, they get away with it every day.
Right.
And that was the big drumbeat for the first part of the year.
Mm-hmm.
What we were saying was, let it take care of itself. If prices are truly going too high and the buyers truly can't afford, guess what? They're going to walk away from the table. And the sellers are going to have two choices. Keep the house. This is a macro view nationwide that plays out with one buyer and one seller every single day somewhere, right? If the buyers walk away because the affordability is no good, they can't afford the house, the seller's got a choice. Either hang on to the property and wait or lower their price. So that's what inevitably happens when prices go too fast or grow too fast for too long. That's where we were this year. So now we're into the third, or, you know, on the way to the fourth quarter now, and the prices are leveling off. Home sales are slowing down. Buyers are being stubborn. They are walking away. Sellers are being forced to acquiesce. And now guess what? Now the big fear is that home prices are declining. And people are starting to run around talk about how the market is now going to plummet. The market's going to plummet. And I actually had, you know, I'll usually, for the fun of it, spend 15 seconds looking online for a clip from television of somebody echoing this, and I've got one. So if we can play this, this was on one of the business channels just a couple of days ago.
Yep, and we have our producer, Isaac, who's going to put that together right now. Here we go.
What is it about the housing market that you think complicates the picture a bit?
Our leading indicator, our leading home price index, has made a downturn that it hasn't made in a long time. The last time it was this week, we're showing a chart of it here, was in 2009, coming out of the last recession. Directionally, we have a home price growth downturn. That is going to happen. So that's a clear red flashing light on our dashboard of cycle indicators. Absolutely, it's a red flashing light. This cycle is turning down.
Greg, right. What's funny to me about this is the use of the word directionally. Like,
yeah.
I mean, come on.
The red flashing light thing is a fun visual because elsewhere in the clip, you can't go all day on these things. And so elsewhere in the clip, he talks about how the economy is showing a yellow light. Things are cooling off a bit, which is not happening. But the housing market is a red flashing light danger, right? Danger. When we come back on the other side of this thing, I'll kind of pick that apart and show you why it's contrived and something that people should know how to unravel on their own.
All right. With that, Think Realty Nation, we have to go to break. And I will say this is a fun inaugural full hour of the Power Play so far. Don't go anywhere. What you got to do, though, if you are going to go somewhere, go to thinkrealtyradio.com. Text us with your question. Text the word ask to 96270. ThinkRealtyRadio.com is where we live. We'll be right back.
We'll be right back with more Think Realty Radio with Avi Golhar after these messages.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today. Need funding for your real estate investments? Welcome to Easy Street with Recovco Mortgage Management. There's no income testing. You qualify based on the equity in your property. No W-2s, pay stubs, or tax returns needed. Recovco can offer interest-only loans as well as 80% financing on properties up to 4 units. Make funding easier. Go to RecovcoDirect.com. That's RecovcoDirect.com/radio, the easy choice for real estate investors.
Real estate investors get a free 30-day trial of the number one lead generation software from rfleads.com/think. Instantly download buyer, seller, and private lender leads. RealFlow has streamlined the buying, selling, rehab, and repair process with an all-in-one real estate investing software. Go now to rfleads.com/think for your free 30-day trial. Get the tools you need to build and manage your business. More leads, more time, more money. rfleads.com/think. Your all-in-one real estate investing software. You have to play the percentages when you invest in real estate. Win the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge. Whether it's fix and flips as low as 8% or landlord financing starting at 5.5%, Angel Oak Prime Bridge wins with a customer-focused approach to your business. Go to aopbconnect.com to see how you can win at the percentage game with Angel Oak Prime Bridge, and introducing our new wholesale partner program available at aopbconnect.com. The secret to winning at the percentage game.
Have you written a book and want to get it published? Then call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 immediately. That's 800-557-6095. Page Publishing is looking for authors of all types of books. And unlike most publishers, Page Publishing will take the time to review each and every book submitted to them and give you their feedback. If they like what they read, they'll get your book into bookstores and for sale online at Amazon, the Apple iTunes Store, Barnes & Noble, and other outlets. They handle everything: editing, cover design, copyright protection, printing, publicity, and distribution. So if you've written a novel, children's book, cookbook, inspirational work, poetry, or a biography and want to get it published, then you need to call Page Publishing and do it immediately. Call 800-557-6095 now for your free author submission kit. Again, for your free author submission kit, call 800-557-6095. That's 800-557-6095. Your road to fame and fortune could very well start with this simple phone call. Call Page Publishing at 800-557-6095 for your free author submission kit.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare.
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airlines. Travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business talk. Online at biztalkradio.com.
We're back with Think Realty Radio and your host and realty dealmaker, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's Avi Goldhar, and you're listening to the Power Play. The entire show is dedicated to the Power Play. Thank you to the listeners that have called in and asked for that. So, my good buddy, you know him, Greg Rand, CEO of Own America. He's on the line, and we're talking about smart people saying dumb things. Before the break, we had a little news clip that I think, Greg, would you like for us to play that again for us?
Yeah, I'll set it up real quick.
Let's
and that
do
is that.
that we
had somebody on the Business News Network who was talking about housing and how their index showed something very negative, and he finished by saying that it was a red flashing light for the housing market. The economy is in trouble, and it's not just – it's a red flashing light of danger. So just to catch everybody up, if you could play that one little segment that I can jump off so I can show you how laughable this really is. Go for it.
Yep, here we go.
Directionally, we have a home price growth downturn.
Okay, so directionally, we have a home price growth downturn. What I want you to picture is that when this was on television, there was a chart that looked like a downhill tumble. Okay, it just was an ugly, whatever it is, the visual was a nose diving chart. Okay, what a directional home price growth downturn is, I think, is a way for people to twist themselves into knots to try to find a way to show home prices going up as actually going down. The home price growth downturn means that home prices are appreciating at a slower rate than they were appreciating last year. All right. So in January, they were upset that home prices were appreciating too much, right? Because affordability is no good then. So when prices are going up, that's bad. When prices start to slow down at how fast they go up, reminder, home prices are not falling. They haven't fallen. Like, for example, this year, home prices will go up in 2018 at like 6% nationally compared to last year. And then in 2019, it'll be 4%. So the rate of home price growth will be down. It's actually down 50% from 6% to 4%. People like this design their indexes to take something positive and find a way to show it as a negative so they can flash a screen that shows a downward trend. Because what they're trying to do, and I'll leave it to you to speculate on why they would do this, why would you root for, not just root for a housing calamity, but why would you invent and make up statistical analysis to try to support it? I don't know why they do it. I think I do, but we'll let you speculate on your own. But as a person in the housing market, everybody out there is in the housing market. You might rent a house, you might own a home, you might be thinking about investing in properties, you may already own a lot of investment properties. But if you like living indoors, you're in the housing market one way or the other. And when you hear about the housing market plummeting and you hear about a directional home price growth downturn, which I'd never heard. I mean, those words have never been mashed together before like that.
It's a very interesting mashup of words for sure.
Yeah, you have to question the source. You just have to question the source. This is a black and white example of a media outlet who is faking it, who is making up statistics in order to get you to be negative. Now, why is that important? First of all, being nervous and negative when you don't have to be, when you actually shouldn't be, being scared when all the actual indicators are that you should actually be confident, that just stinks on its face, right? That's just no good. Trying to convince somebody who should be confident to be lacking in confidence is that there's a circle, you know, there's a little bit of evil in that somewhere. But if you're thinking about making moves for your future in this market space, knowing that things are healthy and where they're going, and knowing that directional home price growth downturn actually means home price appreciation just a little bit less than it was last year, knowing that your people will try to lead you astray, it just reinforces the idea that you have to know this stuff. That's why we're here, is that we're trying to explain what actually goes on so that people can become experts. We're providing on the web tools and content. Think Realty does this. We do that, Own America. It's all geared around you learning this craft for yourself so that nobody out there with mischief in their mind can actually knock you off of your program and undermine your strategy.
Yeah, I think a lot of this too, Greg, is just to do with, well, we've seen a 10-year run-up in housing, or we're getting close to the 10, 11-year, and it should be cycling downward. And the fact that it isn't cycling downward is troubling, and therefore it should be cycling downward, and we're going to make it so that it does in your mind. Like, I mean, come on. I feel like at the end of the day, just buy smart, buy for the long term, and you're going to win regardless of what anybody in media says, period.
Yeah, I mean, think of it this way. The people that are my clients dove into the housing market more aggressively than it had ever been in history. They did it in 2010, okay? So right when the housing crisis was in full swing, right when people were talking about a long-term permanent housing meltdown, right when all that was happening, these investors said, well, we know that if you hang on to this stuff for 10 years, you're going to be fine, and they piled billions of dollars in. So when other people were scared, like, here's a stat for you. 2011 was the year that the market turned around and began going up again. So home prices were declining from 2006 or 7 all the way down. For the first time in 80 years, by the way, home prices do not decline. But during that period of time, because prices had been driven up too high, that stuff declined, the prices declined, and in 2011, they turned around. Home buyers weren't really buying in 2011. Mm-hmm. Investors were buying. Investors who make unemotional decisions based upon the data. While the news channels were saying housing calamity that's going to last the next generation, you had investors looking at the actual facts and saying, no, let's put $1 billion into this thing because we know the market's going to come back. I just want everybody else to have the same tools so that they can look and say, okay, this person's telling me one thing, but then Greg and Abby are telling me something else. Let me go look into it and see who's right. I really encourage people to do that, because what you're going to find is that we are right. The cyclical nature of the housing market, that what goes up must come down, has only happened one time in 80 years. It goes up, it goes flat. It goes up, it goes flat. It gradually inclines until this one time in the mid-2000s, it skyrocketed because it was artificially inflated with crazy mortgage lending. Then it corrected, and then went right back to where it wanted to be all along, which is a nice gradual upward trajectory.
So bottom line, I'm listening to this. What should I be thinking to myself?
How old am I, and how many years do I have before I want to retire? How many decades do I have? How much discretionary income do I have that I can put aside to invest in real estate? How much cash do I have saved in my IRA, my 401k, the stock market, savings accounts, whatever? Take whatever I've got and think about allocating a chunk of it, 20, 30, 50% of it, and acquiring rental property. Because the more you learn about this asset class, you start to realize that, number one, you're going to make a profit every month. The profit, without even breaking a sweat, if you put $100,000 down with no mortgage, okay, you're going to make a 5 to 6% return just on the rents after you pay the expenses. So you're making $5,000 a year or $6,000 a year on that $100,000. You're also, depending on where you are, going to see that property appreciate anywhere from 2% to 6% a year. Typically, nationally, the appreciation is about 3.5% per year.
Mm-hmm.
So you're going to make, if you call it 3 to be conservative, plus the 5 of your profit, your yield, to be conservative, your $100,000 is going to make 8% next year. Now it's going to make another appreciation the year after, and it's going to compound and compound. I want to see people diversify their investments with just starting with one and maybe making your way to 10 over the rest of your adult life, or maybe 25 houses that you own and you have paid down or paid off. When you start to understand the power of this, what you realize is that it's not complicated at all. It's just a matter of executing and being diligent and doing it over the long term. You will end up wealthy, and so will your kids and grandkids.
I think we have to go to break. Think Realty Nation, you're listening to Think Realty Radio's very special segment called The Power Play with my good buddy Greg Rand. Check him out at ownamerica.com. Have questions for us? Head on over to thinkrealtyradio.com. On the right side, you'll see a little form that says Ask a Question, and be sure to ask a question. You can also do so by texting the word ASK to 96270. All right, we have two more segments. And it's only getting more interesting. Don't go anywhere. We'll be right back.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns. You like business content. I mean, if you didn't like business content, you wouldn't be listening to this show, right? What if I can give you even more of what you like? Now, we've never met, but I'm willing to bet you are very busy. Between your work, family, and outside commitments, this little car ride is your time to catch up on your favorite show. But do you always get to tune in? Exactly. Well, now there's a business club with you in mind. BizBot is the place for business videos on demand. We have partnered with this show to provide you more of the content you like. The best part? It's all on demand. That means you can log in anytime from any device and watch shows that answer all of your business questions. For a limited time, you can try it for free for 30 days. Simply go to bizvod.com and enter promo code radio. That's BIZVOD.com, promo code radio.
Is your garden plagued with ruined roses, terrible tomatoes, bummed out bonsai, or just pooped out plants? Well, now there's help from Japan's most popular natural plant vitalizer. HB101 will greatly increase the vigor of bedding plants, vegetables, fruits, potted plants, bonsai, and lawns. HB101 is not a plant food, but a plant extract additive that can be used in combination with any organic fertilizer for stronger, healthier, and more productive plants. To place your order, go to our website at gardenamerica.com.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-217-5107. 800-217-5107. That's 800-217-5107.
I live alone and rarely have visitors. So when I slipped and fell in the kitchen last month and couldn't get to a phone, I knew I was in trouble.
Help!
I could barely move.
Help!
I tried calling for help, but no one could hear me. As I lay there, I couldn't help but think of my kids and grandkids having to go on without me. I was terrified. It took 8 hours for my neighbor to find me. It could have been the end of me. That's when I knew I needed Life Alert. With just one press of this button, I'm connected to the Life Alert Center, where I can get the help I need, even when I cannot reach a phone. With Life Alert, I'm never alone.
Call 1-800-414-1958 for your free Life Alert brochure. That's 1-800-414-1958. 1-800-414-1958. Call for your free Life Alert brochure today at 1-800-414-1958.
Do you owe $10,000 or more on at least two federal student loans? Then you may qualify for new programs offered by the Department of Education. These programs can reduce your interest, lower your payments, and possibly qualify you for loan forgiveness. If you have $10,000 or more and at least two federal student loans and currently not in school, you may qualify for one of these programs. Call now to check your eligibility. Student loan advisors are standing by to help you determine if you qualify for these new programs. They can help you reduce your interest, lower your payment, and even forgive a portion of your student loan debt. Take control of your financial future. Make this free 5-minute free call now to Nationwide Student Loans and learn how you can reduce your student loan debt.
800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588, 800-439-1588.
Listen on the go. Download the BizTalk Radio app, available in iOS, Android, and BlackBerry. BizTalk Radio.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro, Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, we're back. It's the Power Play. It's me and Greg Rand for an entire hour. Greg, what kind of mischief can we get into on the radio for an hour talking about real estate investing? Probably a lot.
Real estate investing? I don't know how much trouble we can get into, but nah, I guess we'll try, won't we?
Not a whole lot. Not a whole lot. Let's
talk. You wild and crazy guy. You're gonna go cause some trouble talking about real estate. You mad dog.
I know. You know, it's just part of me lighting my hair on fire. All righty. let's talk about your concept of second cities. You and I have talked about it before. I think we may have talked about it when we were doing the shorter daily segments of the Power Play, which is now every Tuesday for an hour, the full-length show. What is this concept of second cities, and what do you mean by it?
Sure. So the opening line on this is that what you're investing in is the market itself. We call our company Own America because that is what you are doing. You're accumulating an ownership stake in America. And, of course, different parts of America, different cities, different towns, they have different fundamentals. And these fundamentals are very common sense, and they're things that you can learn how to read. And because they're gradual, they're glacial in their timetables, you can see things coming way in advance, okay? And I've made a career of recognizing the patterns and then finding techniques to figure out what is likely to happen over the next handful of years. And as you know, usually this idea of picking a winning market has to do with fundamentals on population and jobs and the cool factor of a city, inbound migration, quality of life, cost of living. We balance all of these things to just simply forecast where people are going to be going, right? It's really that simple. So a lot of people that are long on common sense do really well in this area because they're trying to forecast where things are going. But here's the second city concept. Cities have fundamentals, okay? The things that drive their economies, like I just mentioned, all those major categories, right? Migration, jobs, quality of life, cost of living. What's the appeal that causes people to go there and it causes people to stay there? Cities have their fundamentals. And then there are other cities that have very, very similar fundamentals but have not quite developed yet. Meaning, it's like seeing somebody, you know, you see two people that are relatives. One is 30 years old, one is 15 years old. You can tell they look alike, and that 15-year-old is going to end up looking like the 30-year-old, you know, better or worse. Same kind of principle. And so, as an example, you cannot find a market in America that has done as well or done better. There's a couple have done as well as Nashville, Tennessee in the last 6-8 years. Nashville has always been a popular southern city, but it caught fire in all the right ways in the last 6-8 years. And so it was a combination of jobs moving there during economic downturns, cities and states that have lower taxes, lower cost of living, they wind up being counter-cyclical in terms of the recession because it's expensive places that lose population when the money's tight, right? People say, I'm getting out of New York, I'm going south. That usually is what happens. Nashville got very, very hot. All the population centers across the upper Midwest, but also California, also New York and D.C. and Boston, a lot of them made their way to Nashville. And it was because of all these great fundamentals of economics, but also the Nashville cool factor just lit up. Like, I'm not going to credit the TV show, but the scene in Nashville. Like right now, I read recently that Nashville is the number one city in the country for bachelorette parties.
Yes, Vegas that's right.
Vegas is still number one for bachelor parties because guys are dirty birdies. But when it comes to the ladies, they want to go out and they want to go and see the music. You know, it's if you've never been there, one of the things about Nashville is that everybody you meet who's been there, they name it as one of their top favorite cities in the country, right? So it's got everything going for it. And the home prices have taken off. If you go to our website, you see charts on this. They've taken off, right? That is usually the barometer. If things are good, things get more valuable because of supply and demand. Supply is limited, demand increases because of all the inbound attention, and things go up. So, number one, Nashville is still a great investment if you want to park money into a great city and earn and grow over time. But if you're the kind of person that says, I wish that I caught Nashville 6 years ago, that's where the second city comes in. Where is there another market? Someplace nearby, someplace far away, but that shares some of the same core fundamentals of Nashville that hasn't yet happened. The younger Nashville, the second iteration of those fundamentals where the same things are taking place, but they're taking place 6 or 8 or 10 years later. Does that make sense?
No, that makes sense. So if I'm a real estate investor and I'm thinking about looking at the next second city, how do I go about doing that?
Well, first thing is to understand the city you're trying to do the copycat on, okay? What kind of jobs they have there? Why do people go there? What are the fundamentals? And oftentimes, it's going to be something that is not that far away. In this case, it's Chattanooga, Tennessee. So Nashville, Tennessee happened and is going to continue to happen. It's not turning around. It's not going south. It's just the really, really, really hot upward trend may be leveling off, Chattanooga has just begun its upward trend. Chattanooga is 1 year into, if you look at these charts side by side, and I dwell on this stuff, I have no hobbies at all. Okay, so to me, when I'm done working, I want to look at charts of Chattanooga, right? It follows a very, very similar trajectory. The cool factor, the state being responsible with its money, so the cost of living being low, the quality of life being high, that whole appeal of Nashville, literally people that wanted to go to Nashville but are being priced out of Nashville are going to Chattanooga, and that goes for businesses as well. Some high-profile things have happened in Chattanooga, including being one of the first cities to lay fiber throughout the entire city, which had a way of attracting a lot of tech, right? When you get tech, you get youth, you get university driver, the VaynerMedia, the very hot media company.
You took the words
company.
Right out of my mouth. Exactly. Gary Vaynerchuk expanded his offices to Chattanooga, which is very
interesting. Yeah, and that matters, man. That matters. That's
really
in a way, if you're trying to track cool and tech, you know, like you can look at where Lowe's and Home Depot open stores and you can glean a lot from something like that. You can look at where a company like VaynerMedia, which is New York, L.A., London, and like someplace else. I forget the fourth place. But all these big mega gateway cities across the globe and Chattanooga. So why? Right? And I don't know the why they did it. I think the why they did it is they realized that they have the potential to be a very, very important player. Like he's a growing sized fish in a big pond in New York. He's the big dog in Chattanooga, right? The impact that one company can have on a market by anointing it a winner can have a bit. And all this was happening in Chattanooga before he set foot there. So the point is, I know that I've picked a winner. Now what I'm doing here is we're taking positions in Chattanooga. We're targeting the market. We're getting to know it really, really well, because I know that my clients in the next 3 to 5 years are all going to be clamoring and asking me, where do we go next? And the answer is going to be Chattanooga. So I'm giving the tip to people that if you want to invest and you can get comfortable with that city, go visit it, go taste, go experience it. If you like it, it's the kind of place you can get in fairly inexpensively relative to other cities like it. But you're going to see a pop in demand in that market over the next 10 years that is really going to carry and lift all boats in that city. And I promise you, I'm bringing people there. So that when I bring them there, the prices are going to go up. If you get in out ahead of me and my friends in the industry, the big investors, you're going to wind up being driven in a very positive direction because of all that activity coming your way.
So what I'm hearing is, look at a primary market, see what markets surrounding that market are positioned for growth and positioned to do well. Identify
and for the same reasons for the same reasons as the primary market.
Yes, exactly.
Yes.
And then identify. I mean, if I'm boots on ground and I'm running boots on ground, I want to go to the county office. I want to go to the city hall, see what expansion plans they have, what industries are coming in, jobs, companies, who's moving and why. And if there's enough opportunity, buy and hold. It makes sense. Just do that. And I think part of sometimes the hesitation that investors have is they don't really know they can go to the city and ask these questions. But believe me, you can. So we'll talk a little bit about that, getting access to some of these resources when we come back, along with your questions. So stick around. Think Realty Nation is going to be awesome. It's that show, that day of the week that matters. It's called The Power Play, right here on Think Realty Radio. Don't go anywhere.
Don't touch that dial. Real estate investing made easy when Think Realty Radio returns.
Hi, Kevin Ortner here, CEO of Renters Warehouse. I'm guessing that many of you might be considering a move. Maybe you need to relocate, maybe you're combining households, or maybe you already own investment property. Whether you have one home or a whole portfolio, my expert team at Renters Warehouse can help you perfectly price your property and rent it out fast, easy, and worry-free in just 17 days on average. For one low flat monthly fee, our professional landlords will manage your property 24/7. We collect the rent, we handle maintenance requests, inspections, all that regulatory rent. Red tape, and will even warranty our tenants for up to 18 months. That means if your tenant doesn't stay for any reason, Renters Warehouse will replace them for free. There's no upfront fees, no binding contracts, and you can cancel at any time. Go to renterswarehouse.com right now to book a free home rental price analysis and see what your home will rent for today. A professional landlord will visit your property and show you personally how to rent your home fast and for top dollar.
Find out how much your home will rent for.
Grow better with 5-Arch funding. 5-Arch provides short and long-term fundings for experienced residential investors, mortgage brokers, and private lenders. Their fast funding solutions cover a variety of investments, including fix and flip homes, single-family and multifamily properties, and rentals. In addition to lending in most of the 50 states, 5-Arch also works with foreign-owned entities and IRAs. 5arch.com/borrow better. 5arch.com/borrow better.
Success in real estate is all about your network. So get connected to the right network with ConnectedInvestors.com. Need help finding deals or getting those deals funded? Connected Investors is where deals get done. Find partners, off-market properties, and funding for your deals. Get serious about being a real estate investor. Go to ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Download the app and get the tools you need to get started today. ConnectedInvestors.com/think. Get connected today.
Attention investors, respected names in the financial services industry are not evaluating if there will be a significant market downturn, but when. Higher interest rates and prospects of a trade war suggest the stock market is headed into a perilous direction. Subprime mortgages, which are back, could potentially devastate the real estate market, as they did before. And with stocks simply overdue for a fall after this second longest bull run in history, even bullish analysts are recognizing these indicators that equities are in big trouble and have projected stock market losses up to 40%. You can protect your IRA or 401k for maximum safety and opportunity with physical gold and silver, as they are assets that remain genuine stores of value no matter what's happening in the marketplace. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806 to get your free guide to precious metals investing. Call Augusta Precious Metals today at 855-858-5806. That's 855-858-5806.
Are you ready to leave your corporate job behind and be your own boss? Have you ever dreamed of owning a business? Do you have $50,000 or more sitting around in a 401k? If you answered yes, it's time to invest in yourself by buying or starting a business or franchise. IRS code allows you to use money in a 401k to invest in a business with absolutely no penalties or taxes. At Guidant Financial, we've helped more than 11,000 entrepreneurs invest $3 billion in retirement assets into the small businesses and franchises of their dreams. So if you've got $50,000 or more in a 401k and you're looking for a way to start a business, call Guidant Financial now for free information and to learn more. Operators are standing by for your call. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. 800-570-6630. That's 800-570-6630.
Biz Talk Radio. Send us your feedback by emailing info@biztalkradio.com, or you can send us comments via the Biz Talk Radio app.
Think Realty Radio is back with host and real estate investment pro Avi Goldhar.
Think Realty Nation, it's Avi. We're back. You're listening to The Power Play with my good buddy Greg Rand, CEO of Own America. You may have seen him on Fox, and he is the same guy as he is on radio. The only difference is he looks better on radio than he does on Fox Business. I'm totally kidding, Greg. I love you, man. That being said,
very gutsy of you to wait to the fourth segment to insult me.
Oh, it's fun. It's fun. We have this good little camaraderie going here. All right. One of the things that I absolutely love doing is answering some of our listener questions that have come from either texting the word ASK to 96270. You can do that right now. It's awesome. Text the word ASK to 96270. You can also go to thinkrealtyradio.com. And on the right side there, on the right kind of menu bar section of the website, you'll see a little form where you can submit your questions. So make sure that you do that, and we'll be able to answer it right here on the Power Play on Think Realty Radio. The first question, Greg, is talks about property management and scaling a business. So, hey, Avi and Greg, I'm an investor out of St. Louis, Missouri. I'm thinking about scaling my portfolio, and I realized I might need property management because self-managing just is no longer working for me. I can't keep driving around the city. How do I know a good property management company is legitimately good? How much should I expect in terms of fees and charges? And what type of
numbers? What type of budgets should I expect for them? I think the question's more around financial reporting from a property management company that's doing good work.
Yeah, it's a great question because, you know, one of the things that people can really get their brain around is that property management has come a very, very long way in the last 10 years. All right, earlier we talked about how all these businesses that helped the largest investors on the planet do what they did, this unprecedented land grab, literally, of properties, thousands of them, and getting them under management. The technology, mobile technology, cloud technology, the property management, which is kind of the hardest part of investing in real estate that scares so many people away, has gotten really, really good, like exponentially better in just the last 10 years. So there are firms actually that are national. One of them I know is a sponsor here, Renters Warehouse. They're a national company. They're in 40 cities. And you could own one property in each of 40 cities and get them all on one report and have one point of contact for the whole thing. That's how scaled up they've become. And there's others like them. I happen to think that they're, you know, they're the best, and they're also a sponsor here, so let's highlight them. But that whole concept of self-management, if you're even the slightest bit intimidated by it, here's the point. Allocate 8% of your income of the property. So you get $1,000 a month, $80 you're going to set aside for property management and stop worrying about it, all right? Hire a competent company. Well, how do you do that? Same way you hire any kind of competent company. Meet them. Look at what they have to offer. Look at their technology. Meet the individuals. Ask for references. How many properties do they manage? Some of the things that I'm going to want you to look for is that the best property managers, in my opinion, have understood there are two different things going on in managing a property. There's managing the tenants. So that's advertising it, getting it leased out, keeping it, collecting the rents, okay, getting those rents on time, taking care of the basic tenant needs when there's a maintenance issue and so forth, and a phone call comes in, there's a problem. They handle that. And then in the worst case scenario, if the tenant stops paying, they go through the process of eviction. That's one half of property management. And you're going to want to understand how they do what they do and have that part be handled well, because that's one of the things that scares people away. The second thing is the physical management. Right, it's not a share of stock, right? It's a house. And so as we speak, the paint is peeling. As we speak, the grass is growing, right? So it never stops. And so maintenance and repairs are a fact of life, and that is handled on a different front. Now, some of the companies that I have a lot of respect for, their model, they handle the tenant management locally because they have to advertise and show the rental and keep it occupied and have a relationship with that tenant. But then when it comes to making a phone call and saying the front door is off the hinges, you call in, you go to a call center, the call center sends somebody out, they monitor it, they've got people, you know, in the call center who are managing and supervising the speed of turnaround and things like that. All of that exists now, like top quality customer service techniques, as contrasted, for example, with one guy locally who's a local property manager who handles all that stuff with a staff of two. You can now hire an organization to manage your property that has a larger footprint and has made the investment in the mobile technology. When is the guy at the house fixing it? I know he's there because the mobile tells me he's there, right? When he's done, how do I know he's done, right? I'm collaborating in the cloud. All this technology, that if you're up to date on your technology and property management, as an owner, you can get practically real-time updates on everything going on, which takes away some of that sort of fear of, I'm not there, I don't see it, is anybody paying attention to this? It's nice to get a ping on your text message saying, we just fixed the garage door, which was off the hinges, and it happens, and you had nothing to do with it, but you were passively kept in the loop. Okay, those are the kind of things that are possible today in property management.
That's right. And I think you have to find the right property manager to scale with as well, especially once you realize that buying and holding single family rentals, one of the best things you can do, you won't only want one, you won't only want two, you'll want many of them. And believe me, self-managing, absolute pain. Unless you're a control freak, right? Like, I get that, because I'm a little bit kind of OCD control freak about a couple of things. But this is one of these things that you should have the ability just to let go of operations on. They are the professionals, and look them up, do your research. Super, super important. I think we have time for maybe one or two more questions, Greg. So the next one is, I'm looking at buying a property. This individual is out of Charlotte, North Carolina. I'm looking at buying a property. Do I really need to do an appraisal? Is it really necessary?
No, it's not necessary. An appraisal is a very in-depth analysis of the value of the property, but is based upon comparable sales. And comparable sales means something very similar to what you're thinking about buying. So built around the same time, in the same neighborhood, you know, within a mile at most. Sold recently. So a very similar, they call it a comp, right? A comp that's right nearby, just sold for $200,000. It's better or worse condition. I can adjust up or down, et cetera. Appraisers do that manually. Today, there are things called AVMs, automated valuation models. You might know the Zestimate, right? Zillow's Zestimate. Mm-hmm. That was the first AVM to ever become branded in the public eye. But there are others now. And large investors, clients of mine, us ourselves on our website, big lenders, government entities, all these organizations that live and breathe on accurately putting values on properties, they use AVMs. And if you do an AVM, meaning you let the robot tell you what you think it's worth, we'll do two or three. You can go to ownamerica.com, then you can go to Zillow, then you can go to Redfin and see what three robots think the house is worth. Then you drive by the house and you see if it's in the same condition of the houses around it or it's better or worse. If it's in worse condition, shave a few percentage points off of it. You can get the opinion of a real estate broker. They will tell you for free what they think a property is worth, and they'll run comps as well. So use them to buy houses if you're going to do that. You don't want to use them and then not have them be compensated for it. But you can pay them $100 and have them do what they call a BPO, broker price opinion, or a CMA. Point is, we have investors making decisions every day to buy property based upon the AVM model and a drive-by. Some get an opinion for $100 from a realtor. They don't spend $400 on an appraisal. I don't think you need to, because at the end of the day, they're the same thing. The reason appraisals are so expensive in a lot of ways is they go into more depth, which is not always necessary, really not usually necessary, but they also have a license. And that license costs money, and so they're able to charge more, and banks require them to get a mortgage. But they're no more accurate than the methods that I just told you about.
Yeah, I agree with you. I mean, I would say the only time an appraisal is really, really necessary is if you're doing a fix and flip and you want to justify value on the exit. Then it makes sense because you're going to a lender and saying, hey, this is what the future value of this is going to be. And then that makes a little bit more sense on my side. But if I'm looking
at when the lender's involved, you're going to need to get an appraisal and then
exactly.
For sure, right? They're going to hold that appraiser accountable. But what you want to know is what the house is worth. And this is, again, where it comes down to learn how to use the tools yourself because you can become an expert. That's what everybody should want to do. Become an expert on these markets. Become
100%.
An expert on the data and on the valuation.
That's right. All right. That is it for the show. Look at that. I'm super.
That's a bummer.
I had super bummed out, man.
Let's go 2 hours, man. Let's just keep going.
You know what? I think we need to make a real push to make sure that we have like a 2 or 3 hour radio show. Then, you know, I can strap in all day and make it happen. All righty. Think Realty Nation. That's a wrap. Greg, thanks so much for joining me. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
And that's the Power Play for today. Hope you loved the inaugural Power Play show. It's the full hour with Greg and I every single Tuesday, so make sure that you tune in. Got questions for us? Text the word ASK to 96270. Go to thinkrealtyradio.com, and I will see you next time. Happy investing.
The show is over, but Avi's expertise is available for you 24/7 at thinkrealtyradio.com. Videos, articles, podcasts, insights, everything you need to create more for your future right at your fingertips. Think Realty Radio, a real estate of mind. Online at thinkrealtyradio.com.
The opinions you hear on Biz Talk Radio are those of the hosts, callers, and guests, and do not necessarily reflect those of this station, Biz Talk Radio, its management, or advertisers. The information on Biz Talk Radio does not constitute a recommendation, offer, or solicitation to buy or sell any product or service. If you have any questions about Biz Talk Radio, contact us at 817-274-1609 or at biztalkradio.com.
Is your garden plagued with ruined roses, terrible tomatoes, bummed out bonsai, or just pooped out plants? Well, now there's help from Japan's most popular natural plant vitalizer. HB101 will greatly increase the vigor of bedding plants, vegetables, fruits, potted plants, bonsai, and lawns. HB101 is not a plant food, but a plant extract additive that can be used in combination with any organic fertilizer for stronger, healthier, and more productive plants. To place your order, go to our website at gardenamerica.com.
This is Biz Talk Radio, America's home for business.
BizTalk, online at biztalkradio.com.